AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Severe weather that hit the western part of the country is also moving east. John Duncan wrote out a suspected tornado in his home in Missouri.
We went back into the back bedroom and I looked up and I saw a black swirling cloud just across the road. And I yelled, tornado. So we both just lay down on the floor and kind of, you know, covered our heads. And we hear the high winds ripping the roof off and dust flying in the room and a hole appeared in the ceiling. And then it was over.
More possible tornadoes are reported across the Missouri River in Illinois. There's no immediate reports of severe injuries. A massive storm barreled through Southern California today after hitting the northern part of the state over the weekend, flooding highways, toppling trees, and causing rock slides and mud flows in areas burned bare by wildfires. Sudan's military seized power, dissolving the transitional government hours after troops arrested the acting prime minister and other officials. Deputy White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the U.S. wants those detained in Sudan immediately released.
The actions today are in stark opposition to the will of the Sudanese people and their aspirations for peace, liberty, and justice. The United States continue to strongly support the Sudanese people's demand for a democratic transition in Sudan.
The takeover comes more than 2 years after protesters forced the ouster of longtime autocrat Omar al-Bashir, and just weeks before the military was expected to hand over leadership of the council that runs Sudan over to civilians. Moderna says its low-dose coronavirus vaccine is safe and appears to work in 6 to 11-year-olds. It's the second U.S. vaccine aimed at eventually being offered to children. Former Facebook data scientist turned whistleblower Francis Haugen is answering questions from lawmakers in Britain who are working on legislation to rein in the power of social media companies. Stocks have opened higher on Wall Street. This is AP News. A vigil was held in Southern California for Helena Hutchins, the cinematographer shot and killed on a movie set in New Mexico. Alec Baldwin fired a gun that he'd been told was safe to use. Candles were lit at the vigil. There were pictures of Hutchins. Margarita Villona is a union medic who works on movie sets.
We lost an incredibly talented person that mattered in this industry. And she was doing her job when she got killed.
Villona says she was at the vigil to make a statement about what happened on the set.
They brought in people that had no experience to do a job that needed extreme amount of experience and safety experience.
Records show a camera operator told authorities Alec Baldwin had been careful with weapons on the set of the film Rust.
I don't have a problem with guns on set. They just need to come from the correct hands, and they should only be handled safely through our armor, through our ADs, through our director.
Records show the camera wasn't rolling when the gun went off. Ed Donahue, AP News.